We've talked a lot over the last 5 months about how different people are managing in the time of COVID-19. So many different industries and just people affected with schools and with churches and with our jobs and our families and all of that. One thing we have not touched on is naturism, also known as nudism, in the time of COVID-19. And joining us to talk about this is Stéphane Deschaine. He's the owner of Bear Oaks Family Naturist Park in Sharon, Ontario. Stéphane, thanks a lot for doing this.
Oh, thank you.
I have to ask.
Interesting year, right?
Oh, it's been a very interesting year. And for everyone, let me ask you, you have a naturist park. Before we get to the naturist park, people are wondering the difference between, if there is a difference between naturism and nudism, and which is the preferred term?
Good question. It depends who you ask and where you are. They can be essentially synonyms for each other. But if you're in Europe, it's more, naturism is more the term. Nudists in Europe are viewed as people who just take their clothes off with no purpose or philosophy behind it. And I prefer personally the term naturist, because the philosophy is actually not about nudity, which sounds really weird, right? Because that's what everybody thinks about when it comes to nudists or naturists. But the nudity is just a tool. It's not the objective. When you take your clothes off, you accept who you are, and you create an equality that doesn't exist until you become your true authentic self, which shows respect for others, and you feel more at one with yourself and nature. So that's what you get. The nudity is how you get there. If that makes any sense?
It does. I was on your website, and I found it really interesting. There's a lot of discussion, question and answers around people's discomfort with the idea at first taking their clothes off. Where do I look? What if I look at somebody's body instead of look at their face? You know, I thought that was really interesting because those are the kinds of things I think people giggle about or snicker about when they think about being in a nudist park or a naturist park. The sort of discomfort, I guess, that people feel at first.
Yeah, and giggle away. You know, that's how we deal with nervousness and discomfort. And it is strange. It's not normal. I argue it's natural. It's who we are and the way we are. And somehow in society, we've come to agree that being ashamed, embarrassed, and offended by our own image is the way it should be. We disagree, and we're trying to get back to what we think is a more natural way to look and a healthier way to look at ourselves and our bodies and interact with each other.
I have a lot of questions, and I feel like you're the type of person I can just ask these questions. That
anything you want.
Everybody wants to know. So I think one thing people might think about being somewhere where everybody else is nude would lead to things like sexual harassment, violating somebody's personal space. Can you address that?
Yeah, it is. You know, that shouldn't happen anywhere. And unfortunately, it happens in the world. In naturism, because it's about respecting ourselves and each other, we are much less tolerant of that. And when you take your clothes off, you become more sensitive to a certain extent to that. And, you know, I'm not going to tell you that there aren't people that come here with the wrong idea. Okay. They certainly never invade anybody's space because, you know, that would be pushing it pretty far. But even making comments on other people's body is grounds for, if not being spoken to very sternly, being kicked out, depending on the person's attitude.
Sure.
People come here to get away from the objectification and hypersexualization of the mainstream world. And we just have no tolerance for that. And I think people sense that when they come here. So we actually have very few problems that way.
Okay, and what exactly goes on at Bear Oaks Family Naturist Park? What kinds of activities, how long do people tend to stay?
That's a good question. For some people, it's their cottage. So they have a long-term lease on a campsite, and they keep a trailer here. For others, it's a vacation, and it's a weekend retreat. We're easily accessible for the day. So we get a lot of day users, a few thousand every year that come just as day users. And we have about 750 members, of which only about only about 100 campsites. So you can do the math. Most people don't have a campsite. And then you don't have to be a member. You can just come to the day. And what do they do? Well, the same thing you do everywhere. in a more comfortable way. You go swimming, you might sit on the deck and have a drink with your friends, a coffee or beer or a glass of wine, or eat in the restaurant. You might have a picnic. You might just play with your kids on the beach. You might play some of the games. You have volleyball, ping pong, horseshoes, all kinds of things. You might just socialize with people, because somehow when you take all your clothes off, you become more open. You become more real. And people always tell me how the connections they make with people here seem so much more real, so much more human somehow. And I think that's what gets them coming back over and over and over again.
How has COVID-19 affected your business?
Well, I was very concerned. And of course, we were completely shut down in March, April, and for part of May. But as it has turned out, we have not been negatively impacted ultimately, because we've had the busiest June and July that we've ever had. Now, part of that may be the weather, because it certainly has been hot and sunny. But I think people got such intense cabin fever. We've had a lot of people here for the first time, and I think the idea of just being outside, feeling like your body is breathing, is something people could really relate to after being trapped, you know, with this pandemic. There was one Saturday, we had 29 people that visited for the first time. It's just been crazy.
If people are interested in checking it out and want to come and visit, let's talk about this. I guess it's a rule or what you guys would like to see people do. You can't go and just take some of your clothes off. You're either all in or not. Is that right?
Yeah, assuming the weather's right. Obviously, clothing should be worn for protection. And in January, it's a good idea. But the equality doesn't happen if somebody's wearing clothes and somebody else is nude. Then you have a sort of voyeur exhibitionist relationship. Mm-hmm. This is about putting everybody on the same level. And people generally who come here, they come here to try it. Now we say, you know, if you're a first time and you're nervous and you're uncomfortable, take a minute, you know, or take several minutes, take a half an hour. Just go find a quiet corner till you kind of get used to it. But we assume people are coming here because they want to try naturism. And so we're here to help them get there. And it's almost never a problem. People don't believe me. I've said this thousands of times. But once you get here, the anxiety is coming in. The highest level of anxiety is coming in the gate. And then after that, you see everybody. You come into the office. You see the staff is nude and they greet you warmly. And you feel weird because you still have your clothes on and you want to get it off as fast as possible. Hmm. It's surprisingly easy.
I have to ask you about the Nude Memorial Volleyball Tournament this weekend.
Yes.
What's that all about?
Well, we have two volleyball tournaments. We used to have only one, but they were so popular that we started a second one 8 or 9 years ago. And this one is memorial in the name of Lee Baxendall, who was an American who did a lot in the 80s and 90s to promote the movement by publishing a guide, because there was no internet at that point to really spread information. And we've never been completely sold out ahead of time for this weekend, because August is usually quieter, and we're totally sold out, unless you're coming camping with a tent and you don't mind having no services, just tenting on the grass. We have no spaces left, which is unusual. Wow. All the cabins, all the guest rooms. But of course, there's room for day users as well. So we expect a lot of people as a result, because the signs suggest that we're going to be overwhelmed. And there's going to be campfires, and we have professional comedians performing on Saturday. It'll be a lot of fun.
Terrific. What's the website? People can find out more information.
BareOaks.ca. Not like the animal, B-A-R-E.
Bare like the Oaks. Bum.
Like the bomb. Yes, exactly.
All right. So nice talking to you, Stéphane Deschaine. Thank you so much for this.
Thank you.
He is the owner of Bare Oaks, B-A-R-E, Bare Oaks Family Naturist Park, bareoaks.ca. You're listening to The Night Side.